Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Vikings Connected. This is Aaron Newberg.
Hi, guys.
I'm Chris Hockey. We are celebrating a victory over the pack and the lead in the division.
I'll totally take it.
It's all coming up roses for us right now.
Yes,
and
it is.
We've got a great show on tap. In fact, the return of Purple Ink once again. Wait till you see the Tay Trains Ink. It's awesome.
And then you're back with Vikings Karaoke as well. We have Andrew Sandejo. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We also have a spelling bee coming up. Were you a part of it?
No, I'm so glad I wasn't because I would have failed completely like I did in school.
And of course, we've got social, everything you might have missed out on this week. And I'm totally ready for another win this weekend.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know what? Let's get a preview of what the Vikings defense are going to do to the Ravens.
All right, if you weren't keeping up with social media this week, this is everything you might have missed.
Everything.
And it starts with one of my favorites.
Yeah, special thanks to our friends Zach Tarrant, or as I like to call him, Tarantino, and Andy Knutis. Knutis?
Yeah.
So they turned these great pictures into big heads.
I know, they're so cute.
These are awesome.
I love them. They should do this for every game. I like their facial expressions, too.
Yeah.
Everson's is my favorite.
Giant facial expression.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have a thing for Everson Griffin. He's so cute.
Yes.
Me too. Speaking of so cute, Thor was in town, the mountain. Are you a Game of Thrones dude?
I thought that
dude?
Was you.
I kept getting confused for him all weekend long. People were like, are you the mountain from Game of Thrones? And I was like, no, that's not me, but thank you.
Okay, did you see these two catches?
Did I see them? I'm astounded by it. Both these catches were instrumental in the victory, and they both were one-handed catches. So which one's your favorite?
I'm going to go Laquan.
Yeah.
Because that's what my kids like.
Absolutely.
They went crazy. They kept rewinding it and rewinding it and rewinding it.
And it's so good for him to make a catch like that and to show up in a big spot. So that was awesome. But Harrison Smith had a huge game. He's been all over the place all year. So I say A1 and 1B.
Yeah.
What? I say weird things apparently. But you know what I meant, right?
You can't choose between the two.
I like them both, right? They're like our kids.
Okay. So my favorite college.
Yeah.
Gophers.
Of course. Yeah.
Coach Fleck experiencing all the emotions.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's like when somebody says the buffet's open and I'm running towards it and then they say all the food's gone and I just collapse.
It's like me in a sale in a mall.
Absolutely.
Go
you're going for it and then you get there.
You're happy, you're sad, you're confused.
None of the sizes fit you.
You're full of excitement.
And then you fall down.
Yeah.
I do both of those
as well. We know the feeling.
Absolutely. And PJ's feeling that way a lot this year, but don't worry, it's only year one. He's going to turn it around.
Totally.
Absolutely. And then this one, I'm going to get I need your opinion. What do you think of dude's haircut here?
Somebody should have thrown a flag.
I think they 100%. Did. He threw a flag at himself.
They said 3-layer dip.
Yeah.
This is too much. I don't know where he went.
Yeah.
He should never go there again.
Okay. So
clearly
if I
he
go
didn't.
To the barber, I don't go that direction? No?
Okay, no, we're not going to do that.
Because I'm thinking of a new look, but that's not it?
No.
And now you're all caught up on social media. I'm full.
There you have it.
Of social media.
Me too.